And good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. There are only 2.5 weeks left in the current Supreme Court session, and Alabamians are still waiting on a definitive answer regarding same-sex marriage. Gay marriage is currently legal in Alabama, but a state Supreme Court ruling has ordered all county probate judges not to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. U.S. District Judge Kelly Grenade passed a ruling that would force those probate judges to begin issuing licenses, but that won't go into effect until after the Supreme Court rules. We recently spoke with NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg about the case. She says a ruling in favor of gay marriage is likely, but not certain.
You can surmise where the court's going on this because they've let so many lower court rulings go into effect that made same-sex marriage legal. But you can't forecast what the court's going to do.
Totenberg says the Supreme Court will most likely render their verdict on same-sex marriage in the last week of June or July 1st at the latest. A Tuscaloosa restaurant that was destroyed by the 2011 tornado is back. The first patrons of the original Milo's cut the ribbon at the restaurant's open house this morning. The popular hamburger joint was one of the many businesses destroyed by the April 27, 2011 twisters that swept through Alabama. Tom Deakle is the Milo's chief executive officer. He says it was important to come back to Tuscaloosa.
We had a wonderful relationship, you know, with the community in Tuscaloosa. There's a steady flow of students that go back and forth. And we had always intended to come back. We just didn't have a chance to do that in the first year or two. The city was sorting out the regulations and zoning ordinances.
The restaurant officially reopens tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And Selma City officials say the 75th anniversary celebration of the Edmund Pettus Bridge has been pushed back because of a scheduling concern. City Councilwoman Susan Keith tells the Selma Times-Journal a celebration was scheduled for June 19th at the foot of the bridge has been pushed back to June 30th. The initial date coincided with Juneteenth, the anniversary of the end of slavery, and Keith says the celebration could have been considered hurtful or offensive. The bridge's namesake, Edmund Pettus, was a two-term U.S. senator, a Confederate general, and a Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon. Taking a quick look at weather for across much of the state this evening, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 70s. And along the coast tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News.